Simply Done, the podcast network.
Coming to you pre-recorded from Simply Done, the podcast network studios at a secret location in West Hollywood, California, it's the Big Three Podcast. Well, as you probably guess, it really isn't the Big Three Podcast. Mole is not here. Perry is not here. That's two-thirds of the Big Three. So really, it's just me and I, Don Barris, yours truly, will be hosting this Best of Big Three Podcast. And the reason I'm here is because we felt that it might be best to keep in contact with the fans, because I'll say one thing. The people that we have are the most fanatical fans ever. It is so cool to kind of get to know some of the people there. And so we thought what we should do is to keep people interested just so they can hear when some nice things are happening. And I should say this. Today we got something, and I can't really say anything about it. But something very big could be happening. And we may be talking about it on other shows very soon. That's a real prick tease. I understand that. And I'm not trying to do that. But I'm just very excited about something. Ugh. I am an asshole for fucking saying that for people that care. But something pretty cool may be happening with the Big Three. And I will say this. For the real fans, we're going to invite you to come and see this big event, whatever it is, that I won't say today. And I'm a prick and a big prick tease for doing it. Anyway, point is that we decided that what we're going to do is we're going to try to keep people around so we could keep them informed if something comes up. They could at least tune in and regularly hear the Best of the Big Three. And I think right now we're in a real cool area with the Best of Big Three, because we've been doing the top 10 Best of Big Three podcasts of all time. What I think makes this whole thing special is that we didn't decide what we're in the top 10 podcasts of all time. No, we let the fans decide that. Well, we're now in the final four of our top 10 list of the favorite Big Three podcasts of all time. Now, these aren't the complete podcasts that we originally aired. These are the abbreviated version of those episodes. And these are the ones voted the very best. Of the 157 podcasts that we've done, this one coming up, this one was voted the fourth most popular. This episode was called Perry's Apartment Part 2. Now, if you remember, number 8 in our top 10 list was Perry's Apartment Part 1. We did a total of 3 shows from Perry's Apartment, and 2 of those, as I said, became top 10 of all time. So I'm starting to see that you guys want to be in Perry's apartment. I'm telling you, it's a shithole. You're not going to like it once you get in there. Let's go back to Perry's apartment, where there's a guest waiting for us, Andy Dick. Andy was making his second Big Three appearance on this episode. And we may, yes, we just may hear more from Andy later in this countdown. Now, Andy Dick brought a pal with him, or a business associate. And this guy spent a lot of time in Perry's bathroom. Now, if you know Perry like I do, you know that you don't spend a lot of time in Perry's bathroom, or it could upset him. Now, to me, it didn't bother me at all. But one problem for Perry was this assistant of Andy's. Well, he had HIV. And let's just say there was some problems with the blood. But you'll hear all about that in this upcoming episode. I'd now like to get to a fan letter. When we asked the fans to vote on their favorite episodes, we also asked them to write something about why they liked that favorite episode. Here's a letter right here for this one. Hi, Dan Barney. I'm a big fan of the Big Three. Thank you for all the hard work you've put into making the greatest podcast ever. It's got to be tiring to have to tame that Javajo Gypsy wop every podcast. It really was a hard choice to pick my favorite Big Three podcast of the hundreds that you've done, but by far, Perry's Apartment Part 2 is my favorite. Just when I thought Perry Part 1 was comedy gold, part two was even funnier than the first, with another surprise celebrity guest, Andy Dick, showing up at... You could hear the sexual tension between Perry and Andy Dick throughout the entire episode. Now, we all know that Perry is just playing hard to get and is too sexually confused to admit that he's in love with Andy. I think that Scaremaster does all the gay bullying stuff is a sign of affection. I really loved it when Mole wanted to show the guys a trick that he had learned with the lighter fluid can. Of course, Perry is a real stick in the mud, and he has to freak out over it. The episode goes pretty smoothly until there was a ball-shaving accident that covered Perry's bathroom with Andy Dick's assistant's HIV blood. I still don't know why Perry got so pissed over the HIV blood when we all know Perry is HIV positive. Makes no sense to me. Love the show. Keep up the good work. Big 3, Doug Finkelstein, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Well, thanks, Doug. Thanks for taking the time to write, and thanks for the kind words. Now, let's get back to the countdown. From April 2011, this is Perry's Apartment, Part 2.
Number 4. The first guy we got here wanted to come in here and he wanted to apologize to you because he felt bad. And when he heard that you were having a neck operation, he wanted to make sure that he could come by and say goodbye to you. Do you have a guess who it might be?
I have no idea.
Try to guess.
Terrifying Tim?
No.
He was just here the last show.
Who do you think it is, Mole?
I know it is.
Who?
Is that who that lady who go in that movie?
No.
Lady?
No.
Well, you guys got a chick here too now?
No, we don't have a chick here. We have a guy who owes you an apology, and he said he wanted to come by in
Johnny
peace.
Fucking Knoxville.
No, it's not Johnny fucking Knoxville.
Who is it?
It's a guy who was on our podcast before. You had a little bit of a problem with that guy.
You're talking Andy Dick.
Andy Dick. Come on in here. Andy Dick, everybody.
Oh, wow.
Andy fucking Dick. I don't believe it. No, please. Andy.
How you doing, bud?
Hey, pal. Right.
Stay down.
I need to stand up.
I have a second. I just want... What happened?
Because my neck is broke.
Come in, Andy. Sit down, bud.
Hey, where should I sit?
Sit over here.
That's where you are.
Hey.
Nice to have you on the show.
Can I say this?
Yeah.
I like you as a comedian. I like you as a stand-up.
Yeah.
You're a cool dude as a stand-up. Thank you. I really love your comedy.
Thanks. Oh, there's a but.
Yeah.
But the shit that happened at the last thing we did.
It's hilarious.
It might have been funny.
Well, Perry,
let me finish.
But in all fairness.
I got in his face so deeply and so badly. And I kept calling you the F word.
I was crying. I mean, I went home crying.
F-A-G word.
I know.
Okay?
I know.
And
like, it's been really hard for me. But I felt like I brought it on.
Look,
and I want to apologize. I think it's a mutual apology.
That's a pleasure.
Thank you.
Handshake.
Thank you. You don't mind touching me.
You were so afraid that I was next to you before.
He was like freaked out.
Gay-ass French kiss.
Well, come on. Don't.
Whoa.
What are you flirting with him for?
Anyways, before it gets crazy, I just wanted to apologize. And I got to go anyways because...
Where are you going?
I didn't tell you about the pilot.
What?
WB. Got a pilot.
Congratulations.
Actually, I put a bug in their ear about you. Now, you know, I'm not the producer. No, because there's a part like this, like Italian...
real
plumber. Like... No, I'm fucking serious. But it's up to you. I'll put you in front of the right people, and then you have to get the job. But you know what I mean? It's like, I don't know. I'm not the producer. I'm not giving you a part. But I'm the lead. I'm one of three leads. And this part, you would be like either co-starring or what's it called, reoccurring, I think.
Yeah,
I don't know. But
nice.
Other people are.
That's fantastic. Know, that's very nice.
And my assistant has an appointment right after.
Hang on. Can you do guy talk? Can you at least do guy talk?
Whatever.
Hang up, you seem very nervous. Who's here with you?
My assistant is HIV positive.
That's all right.
Oh, is he here?
So is that other guy.
He's just... Hey.
Oh.
Just sit down. I'm coming and... Yeah.
What?
I know.
What's his name?
Jason.
Hi, Jason.
Hey, Jason. What's up, buddy?
Nice to have you. All right. Well, would you like to stick around?
I'm
Don. This is Mole. This is Perry right here.
Perry right over here.
You look really familiar to me.
Scary Perry? Windy City Heat.
Yeah, Windy City Heat. We watched, yeah, because we had seen it.
Oh,
energy. Thank you. Awesome.
See, this show's still no good.
What's your guy talk?
But I told him to
stay away.
Okay, thank you. Very thank you.
That's okay.
Where are you going?
I'll use the bathroom.
I'm going to look
him up. Not yet. Hold on, just one second. Just one second. Please sit down, just for a second.
I'll sit here.
No. Come on over here so you're in the camera range. Come on back over here. All right.
Can you talk to me front while I'm in the bathroom?
No, please. No, we can't hear you.
Because I have to shave. I'm going to bring the mic in there. That'll be good.
Okay. Why don't you go in there? Why don't you go get ready? Yeah, and we'll do Perry's Corner, okay?
Perfect. And I can hear you from there.
All right.
Okay. I don't even know what to talk about.
All right. This is, without question, maybe the worst thing that we've ever done on this show. It's time once again for Perry's Corner.
It's Perry's Corner.
No, we're not drinking anymore.
Let's have some paisano.
No, we're not. Come on. I am not drinking anymore.
You don't have to. Let him drink.
Yeah. Come on. He wants to drink.
You want a little sip? Want one sip?
No.
Dan?
I'm okay.
What do we talk about in my corner?
It's your corner. You got to talk about it.
Talk about how great it's been doing the podcast at your show.
I don't like the fact that we've got so many people in this little tiny apartment that are changing things around in here and messing up this and that and the other thing.
Keep going. Keep talking.
It's just so tight and so hard.
Yeah, but everyone's going to be out of here soon.
Yeah, but... Oh, God.
And nothing's really disrupted.
I'm such a neat freak that I'm a lazy fuck, too. Oh, my God.
We can have that.
That's
come on,
almost 20 years of not even dusting my...
Disgusting.
Yeah, it's almost 20 years of
so
dust.
What do you care if people come in here for? If your stuff is so jacked up.
Yeah, you should have people it's not come in. Moved.
Perry, can so I ask you something?
Get some movement going in
Let
here.
Let me ask
you
something. And Mo, maybe you could... During your corner, let's talk about this for a second.
Do you want to blame it off the fung in?
I'm okay. We have known you almost 19 years now.
Going on 20.
Can you ever really know, Perry?
No.
And I want to ask you something. What have we done to you this week or last week when we were at the show? We've done nothing. We've been very nice, haven't we?
You guys are extremely nice. You're always nice.
Thank you.
You're always nice. And I'll tell you why you're always nice.
All right.
Because you guys put up with my shit.
Yeah, we do.
You put up with my shit, and I put you guys through fucking misery every time I flip out and freak out. And I flip out and freak out because I'm one of these independent maniacs that doesn't like a lot of people around me, and I've basically been like that almost all my life. I've been mostly me. Okay, that's kind of selfish, but when you've got two brothers that don't really live with you the majority of your life, and you do things on your own, and the majority of the things that you do is by yourself. Okay, it's kind of like a selfish way of being, but I don't want to be selfish.
You're lonely, though.
In a way, you could say, yeah, I'm lonely, but, you know, I do have a lot of fans and friends out there that I really appreciate and I'm really thankful for, and it means a lot that they've been in my life. And since Windy City Heat, it's made a lot of things a lot better for me.
It's Perry's Corner.
I'll tell you this. I've known you for almost 19 years as of today. And you know what, Perry? You may be the biggest pain in the fucking ass in the world, but I can say this. There's no one in the world that's going to be more memorable than you are.
Thank you.
There's nobody in the world that I consider an enemy and a friend at the same time like you. Mole, do you have any feelings towards Perry?
You know what? You know who else is awesome? Is that lady who go in that movie?
Yeah. I know who you're talking about, but I don't know.
Can I show you guys something?
Okay. Absolutely.
Now check this out. Everybody knows a Red Bull has got a lot of energy, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
You drink a Red Bull?
You're chugging a Red Bull. Mm-hmm. Okay, you stop.
What could have more energy than that?
I don't know. What
I'll
do you
tell
think,
you what.
Perry?
How about that?
What is that? Is that lighter fluid?
What the hell?
Hold on.
What are you doing?
I can't do these things.
What?
Light.
What are you
lighter
doing?
It's lighter fluid.
No, fucking no.
Come on.
Put the lighter
fluid. No. No!
Check it out!
No. Dad, the fuck!
Don't!
Give me the lighter fluid can. You're sprinkling.
Stop it!
More! I got it. Put the lighter down. Give me the lighter. No, I'm not.
Spray it.
No! This is lighter fluid.
See, it gets you awake more than Red Bull.
This is charcoal lighter fluid.
I know.
And you've got a lighter, and you're trying to light this. That is just stupid.
Are you out of your fucking mind?
He is out of his fucking
mind. Are you out of your fucking mind?
Let me ask you this. Are you more awake now than on Red Bull?
Well, he makes a point.
You fucking nut.
All right, let's get back to something a little more serious.
Jesus.
Yeah, oh, I know. What happened, Andy? Oh, he's still in the bathroom.
He's in the bathroom.
Let me see what's going on in there.
I hope the guy is not doing anything.
Andy. Are you in there?
He needed help.
Positive. Is everything okay?
Yeah, no, don't rush us. I'm kind of doing. He wanted me to shave Positive. Him a little.
What? Wait a minute. What?
In your bathroom.
What are you shaving?
Shit. Oh fuck! Shit! God! Don't
what are you shaving?
Give me a towel. Here. Oh
here's
shit!
The towel. Get him out!
You scare him out of it. Bitch.
What's going on in there? Open up.
No! Don't please.
Open the door.
Right please don't come in right now. Oh, fuck, dude. I can't. Wash that off.
Okay.
So you can wear the fanny pack at home, huh? That's
gone. Yeah, you would think at one point.
You'd think here you could take
you
it
would
off.
Drop
I'll
it off.
Take it off, but I don't trust anybody. That's why I'm
You think we're going to just quickly run over and take your fanny pack?
Can you get me some paper towels?
You have any paper towel?
Or anything. Like a towel.
What happened?
You got cut shaving.
Okay, here you
go. He started shaving his balls. That was not me. He Here. Was shaving his balls.
Why is your blood on your mouth?
Because I was helping him wipe it off. I don't. You know what? Right now,
is there blood on the floor?
Situation here.
Is there blood on the floor?
No.
No.
No. But there is a little bit. No. He was shaving his fucking nuts. I can't help it.
Why were you shaving his nuts?
He was. He asked me to help him. I didn't want to. I just. You know what?
Is the door?
What the fuck is going on in there?
We're cleaning up. I'm trying to clean up. I'm so sorry.
Dan, let Perry deal with that.
All right, get
excuse
it.
Me. What the fuck are you guys doing in here?
He'll deal with that.
What the fuck are you guys doing
cleaning
in here?
Cleaning up. I'm so sorry.
What the fuck are you guys doing
sorry,
in here?
So what's going sorry.
On? I'm sorry. I apologize.
But he, you know, we're going to do a quick ball shaving.
All right.
I was shaving my face.
Yeah.
What's going on here?
What do you see? There's blood in the fucking sink.
Get out now?
Yeah, get out. Take your phone.
What's going on?
Jesus. I told you that's fucking... Well, I didn't know!
Take your phone.
And now there's blood.
God,
there's a little bit of blood.
Sliced me from the taint.
What did you do?
I accidentally slid his nuts
down. I'm out of here.
Well, take your fucking clothes, dude, and you're driving me.
Okay.
You better wait.
What?
I don't even want to touch the pubes. That is just...
All right, those are pubes. Do you have
use the toilet paper or something and wipe it off.
Let me just see something here. Come here. What is going on in here, for God's sake?
Those are not...
This is disgusting.
Andy, what are you doing?
Why is your blood in your
mouth?
Shower.
Why is your blood on your mouth?
A quick shower in my fucking place?
I was going to take a quick
what
shower.
What are you doing?
And he said, can I please... I was on to shave.
Get the fuck out of here.
My nuts.
All right. All right. What happened? All right.
I'm sorry. All right,
well,
sorry.
Why don't
I'll
you
clean it up?
Clean it up.
Here,
please.
let me get this. Let me.
I don't even touch these.
Okay, do
yeah,
me.
The thing is,
clean it up, please.
He's HIV positive.
He's fucking. He's got AIDS.
All right, get the blood
that's HIV
out of
positive.
Clean it up, please.
All right, clean this up, and when you're done, come out here, and we'll close the show. Here's some paper towel. Let's sit down. Let's clean.
Am I gonna like? It's in my mouth. I just realized.
Clean it up, please.
I don't want to touch the blood and the pubes.
Oh,
I'll
my
clean it
fucking
up.
God.
I'll clean it up.
Oh, right. My fucking God.
I'm not cleaning it up. I'm cleaning up the AIDS off my mouth, and that's where I go.
Okay.
Make What's sure it's not
right, Perry,
toothbrush.
Perry, let's do this. Let's do this. Let's do your 60 seconds right now. All right.
60 seconds
All right,
on
60
what?
Seconds where you get to promote anything you want. All right, here we are. You got 60
oh,
seconds, and
I don't have
go.
Come back in here and
Scary Perry Skateboards. ScaryPerryProductions.com. Get these guys out of my house.
Okay, we're just about done. Just go through this.
Oh
and
my
promote
God.
The skateboard.
I cannot help.
All right, What's the matter? Hey, I think it's best that you get out.
No, can you get to clothes?
Get
the clothes, please. Get the clothes.
Get your clothes. Don't
put your clothes.
Get the fucking towel away. Just put it in the bag. No, no.
Throw it in the garbage.
No. Give it. Put it in the bag. Put it in the bag. That's HIV blood.
Sorry.
Don't. Yeah.
All right. Put
that. Not his fucking fault.
Put that in here. Put that in here.
Oh wow.
Oh, God. Put the towel in there. Put the towel.
Do you want the hair?
No, I don't want the hair. Just put that.
Why do you want the hair? Please clean up and put your shirt on. Okay.
All right. You got to, Andy?
What?
Here.
Hold on. I want it.
Here, give me this. Don't fucking touch this.
Clean up.
All right, clean up this.
Clean up the nut,
yeah, I had to use it. I had to use it.
All right, Perry, do your 60 seconds with Perry. Go. Talk about your skateboard.
60 seconds. ScaryPerryProductions.com
HIV blood
is the website company.
I have cold
okay,
in there.
All right.
Get all.
All right, he's in the middle of his 60 seconds.
Hold on.
AIDS is seeping into my.
Hold on. Did it? Andy, have him go outside. Let me just.
Hurry up. Put your shirt on.
I got some pies. I don't want.
All right, hold on. Get out. You get out. Wait outside. Here, put this in here. We got a
razor.
All right, the razor's in here. Just get your stuff and you go outside. Andy, come on over here. Let's sit back down.
At this point, there's no point to close the show.
Okay, we got to close the show.
I'll meet you outside. Put your shirt on. You look like a...
All right, please. All right, wait outside.
Give him a hug, Perry.
Get the fuck out of my house.
Come on.
Get out of my house.
Don't hug him.
Get him out.
Perry, get out. Just get out. Hey.
There's no bad blood.
No bad blood.
Okay, listen.
Fucking pricks.
All right, everybody sit down.
All of you.
Everybody sit down.
There's no bad blood.
I'll clean this up. Oh, fuck.
Put your shirt on.
What the all of the toothbrushes and stuff?
No, not all my
kids. Get out. Hey, dude. Hey.
Get the fuck out of my house.
Get him out of the apartment.
Get him off your bed. He's falling asleep on your bed.
He's feeling weak. He's feeling weak.
Get off his bed. Get off his bed, please. I'm asking you, please.
Get out of my fucking house.
Get out of his house, please. He's asking you nice.
All right.
Please. Get out of his house.
Why are you throwing
up?
Let him use the sink. He's got to throw up, dude.
He'll be on his.
Get out.
Seriously, dude. Get out. Get out.
Throwing up blood.
Okay. All right. Let's close
this. God fucking damn it.
All right. We got to close this show.
He was using that brush.
You fucking psychotic sons of bitches.
All right.
Perry. He was using that brush.
Perry, let's just do this. Let's just finish.
That was the brush he was using when he was.
Perry, just sit down.
Get the fuck.
Perry, we gotta close the show up, please.
Sit in Perry's corner.
Get out of here! Don't let him in. Get out! All right, listen, Andy, this guy's gotta go.
Okay, I need to get out of here now. You know what? You might have blown my WB thing.
Andy, please sit down. We gotta close the show up.
Jason, call Carl and tell him that my son is sick or something. Tell him something because at this point we're like an hour late. This is ridiculous.
This is cool. We're gonna be okay.
Not cool.
Right,
and I'm trying to put a nice word in for Perry. I'm not gonna put a nice. Why would I put a nice word in for Perry? Screaming at my assistant. It's not his fault. He has AIDS.
Andy, come on over here. Let's wrap it up over here.
Andy,
come on over here. Get over here. Perry, just stay right here. Perry, just stay right here.
My balls weren't that hairy. It's going to take 30 seconds. I'm going to shave him really
quick. I don't think anything. All right, let her through.
I didn't do anything bad.
Let her through.
Oh,
okay.
My fucking place is a major fucking place.
Perry, come on over here.
We have light over here.
2 minutes. Can you wait out there? He's freaking out.
All right, let's do this. Let's close the show. Andy, come on over here.
Stay there, and I'll be right out.
Okay, Andy, come on over here.
Should.
All right, Andy. First of all,
that wasn't me. I swear to God, it wasn't me.
All right, the good thing is this. Let's look this way. Let's look this way. Everybody look this way.
Doesn't quite have it.
Let's look this way. All right, now, what has happened today has been absolutely crazy. And Perry, I wanted it to be a good day because today might be the last day that we see you. And I hope not, too, because, Perry, I love you, man.
Thanks. I love you, buddy.
We finally made it.
Fuck it up! Fuck it up!
All right.
What are you doing?
Give me this.
He's a fucking nut.
This is lighter fluid.
No.
It's not even funny.
He thinks he's funny.
Actually,
it's not funny.
You should light the blood tissue on fire.
You want me to light the bathroom?
No!
Light the bathroom.
All right, wait a minute. Hold on, guys.
I'm just telling you.
Please, Andy, please. Andy, settle down.
God, you guys are out of your fucking mind.
I want to
bring it outside and light it on fire.
Andy, I want to thank you for coming down. I want to thank you for being a guest on today's podcast. Now, Perry, you've got 60 seconds. Look here. Let's 60 seconds with Perry. Go!
ScaryPerrySkateboards.com. Okay? Or ScaryPerrySkateboards.net. ScaryPerryProductions.com/ScaryPerrySkateboards. Or click on the word skateboards if you want to order skateboard decks and t-shirts. I want the show to end.
Well, you got about 20 seconds left.
I'm done.
Shut that light up. Exactly.
No. I'm done.
Okay.
I'm done.
Okay. Well, we got to wrap it up.
Please.
We got to wrap
it up. Get it,
Perry. Come on.
Dude. There's just so much confusion here.
There is.
And everything's all fucked up. I mean, I'm not used to this.
I'm not used to. Okay.
All
I understand. Perry, come here. We're just about done. Come over here. Let's be professional.
I can't believe.
Perry, come here so we can finish the show. Now, is there anything else you want to say during your 60 seconds?
I better not have AIDS. That's all I can say. I better not have AIDS.
Only if you have a cut, which I do in my mouth. I might now.
Why did you have the blood on your mouth? What were you guys doing in there?
Nothing. Nothing. It just shot up there.
You look nicely shaved.
Yeah, I shaved, and he used my razor, and he can have it.
Okay. Yeah. Well,
and I shaved his balls. It wasn't the first time I shaved. I shaved his balls. Big fucking deal.
Yeah. BFD.
BFD. I shaved his balls. And this time you started knocking and he moved around. All right.
I want to apologize for that. Now, Perry, we've done about 20 some shows. How does this rank with the others?
It's insane.
If he goes in for surgery and he has even one little tadpole of AIDS sitting on his neck. It'll go in, and you will get.
Dude, I know.
Hey, you're not going to.
You should pour that stuff on him.
You know what? He doesn't. First of all, let me just say this because you don't want to freak him out. Don't open the light.
Don't kill everything.
I don't give a shit.
I want it on me. I want it on me.
Get it out of my apartment, asshole!
Let's fight over the lighter fluid. It's gonna get everywhere.
Come on, Andy, stop it.
Stop it. Both of you.
No, it's not.
Come on, get it out.
Come on, Andy!
Stop. Put down the lighter fluid.
I'm not going to light it. I just want to fill
it
like this.
It tastes
like shit. Oh, that's good.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Put down my lighter fluid.
Don't light me. Just kill the AIDS.
Get the
mold. What the fuck are you
I'm killing the AIDS. Put it on Terry.
No, stop.
You've got to.
Get the lighter away, mold.
Get it on Terry.
My apartment.
Perry, everybody, stop right now. We got to close the show. Come on. We got to do Perry's Corner, and then we're done with the show. I got this.
Get out of my apartment. All right,
we're good.
Out.
No, let's just finish the show, and then we'll be done. Perry, look at me. All right, Andy, you stay right there.
I killed the AIDS. On me.
All right, now, Perry, it's time once again for Perry's Corner.
It's Perry's Corner.
Out of my apartment.
All right, put this on. Let's just finish the show. Perry, we're almost done.
You are never allowed back to my place ever again.
Right. What did we do?
I said it the last time, but what are you guys doing? Oh, you're going to do a show at Perry's place.
I didn't say that. Ace Broadcasting said that. Are you okay, Andy?
Scare Master, remember all that?
Okay. Now, we got to do this real quick, and then we can wrap it up. It's time once again for Perry's Corner.
It's Perry's Corner.
This is the most insane show ever. I don't know how to hate and congratulate you maniacs in my fucking place. Now let's get the fuck out of here and...
Light me on fire.
Don't light him on. Stop. That right there was Perry's Corner.
It's Perry's Corner.
You know what? As a close to this, can we do one thing? And I'll let you handle it. I just want to do this. Can we put the trophy that you won from Windy City Heat right here? We'll put it right here, and then we'll all pose for a picture. And then we'll end the show, and then we'll get out of here. How's that sound?
I love it.
Okay. Well, today, I got to tell you this. Today's been kind of a crazy show. I want to thank Andy Dick for dropping by. Thank you. Mole, did you have fun today?
I did. You know what I liked was the beginning of the show where Perry said that he was sorry to us because we do so much good stuff for him, and he's sorry that he just yelled at us for no reason all day today.
All right. Well, then that's perfect.
That thing is even bigger in person.
Come on over here. We'll set it right here.
Stands the same height as those CD toes.
Watch that.
Oops.
I just saved it.
No, we're okay. We'll put it right here. All right, everybody. Mary Jane, can you take some pictures right here?
Let me grab it.
Everybody grab the thing.
Get in here.
Everyone grab it?
Ray Jane?
Wow, this is kind of flimsy. It feels like you just like cracked that.
I bet you
up.
Could. All right, everybody look. Everybody look at the camera. No light.
No, don't do that. Don't. All right. I know what you
everybody give the
do.
Finger. Give the finger.
Please. All my right. God, we're done. Yeah, we're done.
I'm so late.
Get out of here.
Number four.
You know, Mo and I always head to Perry's apartment with the best of intentions, but for some strange reason, things always seem to get out of hand quickly. Now, as great of a host as Perry is, he usually gets upset about some petty things, like me getting sick and vomiting uncontrollably from his shitty cooking. Or when dozens of fans packed in his tiny little shitty apartment and all they want to do is touch his trophy. Or even having AIDS blood in his bathroom. Sometimes I just don't get the guy. We're up to number 3 in our top 10 countdown. Sometimes Perry gets so out of control that he has to seek outside help to try to talk sense into him. For this next episode, I sought the help of a man that could really help us out. So I brought in Dr. Tommy Morrison, and this show was called Shrink Wrap. Why did I need the help of Dr. Tommy Morrison? Well, at the time, Perry was really acting out, and we had our big 20th anniversary show, the 20th anniversary of Perry getting into show business, if you know what I mean. But as we were getting closer to the big show, Perry was jeopardizing the show even happening by his deplorable behavior. Not only was he threatening to quit the Big Three every 2 seconds, but he actually gave out my phone number to a 13-year-old and a 15-year-old who had tricked Perry into believing he was going to star in a movie. But to do that, he needed to quit the Big Three first. Well, Perry was just being Perry, I guess. He believed this story wholeheartedly, and he immediately threw me under the bus as fast as he possibly could. I really was at my wit's end. I think what angered me the most was the fact that someone would trick Perry into believing that he was going to star in his own movie. Obviously, that's a despicable thing to do, and I really don't think anybody could realistically pull off a prank like that. Could you even imagine such a thing? Anyway, let's hear another fan letter. Dear Don, Shrink Wrap is one of my favorite episodes of all time. The episode shows how great of a guy Don is to Perry and how shitty of a human being Perry is. Don has proof that Perry gave out his number, and instead of beating him to a pulp, he brings someone into the studio to help Perry understand his faults. What happens? He turns into the asshole we all know him to be, talking shit to Dr. Tommy Morrison and bringing up his RC incident of 1992. I don't know if I ever told anybody this, but I live by some Javajos, and I've let them listen to this episode. They claim that the elders would never allow someone with so much hate into their church, especially someone that's blown a load into some guy's mouth. I would like to thank Don, Mole, Mary Jane, and Wolfie for putting on the greatest podcast ever. Before I go, I'd like to say that I pray to the almighty dog up in the sky that I live to one day see Terrifying Tim as a full member of the Big Three. Thanks, Cameron Tucker, Wichita, Kansas. Well, thank you, Cameron. I also wanted to point out Mole wasn't on this episode. There was a bit of a mix-up with the schedule, and I guess Mole didn't realize that we were taping a day earlier that week, despite me telling him numerous times. Maybe Mole could have learned a thing or two from Dr. Tommy Morrison. So here we go. From June 2012, it's Shrink Wrap. I have a little bone to pick with you. I don't know if you remember like a 15-year-old kid and a 13-year-old kid that were fucking with you.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's just say I took care of the problem.
I know.
Okay. Well, they had a bunch of tapes, Perry. I listened to these tapes. I want to play a segment of one of those tapes right now. Could you play that tape for me, please?
Just for 1 second. I'm really not feeling good, but I just want to tell you one thing. They told me that someone called you and offered you a movie and said that we're in cahoots against you.
Yes.
Let me get the guy's number who said this, okay?
I can't give away a number.
It's your voice.
I'm not giving anybody's phone number. Absolutely not.
Do not tell him how you got the number.
No, I would never do that, Barry. Absolutely.
Just say you got it. Just say you got it through Jimmy Kimmel Live.
Oh.
Yeah. Absolutely.
You got it at Jimmy Kimmel. You called Jimmy Kimmel Live and they gave it to you. Okay?
Yeah.
That's how you get it. 3-2-3.
Okay. 3-2-3.
You got Don's number through Jimmy Kimmel Live. Yep. Period.
I'm sorry.
You're sorry.
I'm sorry.
You fucking pile of shit is my first thought. You fucking pile of shit. I'm trying to do something for your dumb ass, and this is the way you treat me.
I know.
Well, there's a few things that I could do. I could beat the fuck out of your pussy ass for doing that, but then you would go and you'd have your little fucking lawyer fuck with me. So I can't do that, can I, Perry? Even though I'd like to pound the fuck out of you. Nobody's ever done anything for you. I'm the only... You're I put you in a fucking movie, you dope.
Yeah.
You dodo bird. A long time ago. Has anyone done anything since?
Nothing good.
You know what? You had the door open because of me, and you couldn't do anything else. Don't fucking say because it's a long time ago. So here's what I'm going to do.
Yes, sir.
I brought in somebody today that'd like to talk to you. Is it a mafioso guy? No. It's a therapist. I'd like to introduce you to Dr. Tommy Morris. Come on in here.
Good to be here. How are you?
Why don't you put on your headphones?
Put these on here. Whew. How are you, Terry?
Perry.
Terry?
Perry Caravello. And you're a therapist.
Yeah.
Who gave you a license to be a therapist?
Perry, shut your fucking mouth.
No.
Shut your fucking mouth. You gave out my motherfucking number. So I brought in a guy to talk to you because there's something really fucked up in your head, dude.
Perry, you could put a roller snake on top of a roller coaster, but when it comes off, it ain't going to bake you a cake. Okay? Now, these are facts.
Whatever.
Hey, excuse me, Dr. Morris, can you talk a little closer to the mic?
Check one, check two.
Okay.
Now I'm riled up.
Okay.
It's nice in here, though.
It is nice.
I read over a lot about you, Terry.
Probably read a bunch of bullshit, but go on.
No, these are facts from Don.
Well, let me just tell you again what happened here. A 13-year-old and a 15-year-old fooled Perry into believing that he was going to star in a movie. They told him that he's got to drop his manager and quit the show. What a fucking moron.
Bunch of bullshit. I know.
He got fooled by a 13-year-old and a 15-year-old.
Let me look through my notes.
What stood out there more than anything else?
What's standing out to me is one name, and that is Randy Callahan.
What about him?
What does that mean?
That was something that happened 20 years ago. I did shut the fuck up, and I'll tell
Perry, don't tell the therapist to shut up.
He's a nobody.
He's not a nobody. Hold on.
I went to the University of Idaho, friendly.
How many years?
Dr. Morris, stop right there. Dr. Morris, don't answer a question.
See?
Perry, shut your...
What'd you do, fail the first two?
Perry. What the fuck are you talking about? First of all, any fucking fool knows you go to undergraduate school, then you go to medical school.
And I also went to physical therapy school, so I could fix your elbow if I wanted to.
We're not here for that. What we're here for is for you to kind of talk to this guy a little bit. Say you're sorry for screaming
at him. I'm sorry.
For what?
For yelling.
Okay. Now, you were talking about Randy Callahan.
You guys better drop this bullshit.
I'm not.
Because, look, what happened to me 20 years ago was a fucking thing that happened on a film set that I got in trouble. Well, it didn't happen.
We know what
set.
Happened.
I was leaving
Perry,
the fucking place.
Perry, why do you got to brag about this constantly?
I'm not bragging. I'm complaining.
Just because you sucked another man.
I didn't suck anybody's dick,
okay,
you
see,
fag.
Hold on. He's not a fag. He's a doctor. All right, number one.
Do that.
Dr. Morris, if I may say this. He did not suck a penis, and that's something that I think may have affected him.
Whether he put it in his mouth for a little bit.
No, he didn't do that.
I didn't put any
What he did, let me explain it, Perry, because you seem a little off the edge. What he did is this. He was new to the business, And some guy threatened him, said he'd kick him out of show business. So the guy blew Perry, and he jerked him off. All these guys say that he blew him. You did not blow anybody.
You didn't blow
and
anybody.
I'm tired of hearing this bullshit. People, stop it. Dr. Morris, he did not blow anybody. You're welcome.
Where'd the cum go?
What are you talking about?
Where did the cum go when you ejaculated?
When I ejaculated?
Yeah.
Down his throat? Down his throat.
Okay.
I'd like to just, if you don't mind me, a lot of times when I do my therapy, I use a Dr. Phil voice.
Oh, is that what that was?
Just so I can connect with you and so we can bring the walls down. Do you permission to use my own voice?
Yeah. I think it's
cool. Please?
Okay. Terry, when I look at you...
Perry,
when I look at you, you know, I see a man who's... The hair on his forehead is protruding.
So?
Okay.
You got a problem?
No. I'm just saying, I can read that, and I can see that, and I can say something about you from that.
Dr. Morris, how will we get him to stop blowing his opportunity? We have a show that is on the 25th of this month. Mm-hmm. And what we're trying to do is we're trying to get to that, but Perry keeps sabotaging himself. How can we talk to him so he can realize, hey, maybe I shouldn't be so tough on Don. Don really is a good guy.
Well, I think the first thing that needs to happen is, Perry, you have
yes,
to
sir?
Look at me in the eyes for a second. Can you see my eyes?
Yeah, I can.
And what do you see in my eyes?
Glasses.
No, in my eyes.
I don't know.
I can learn a lot by playing a game with someone. So would you like to play a game right now?
Like?
I know what we could do.
What's that?
We could go into a little guy talk. This is something that we do on the show. It's where we just talk about guys and things like that.
Because I think games are fun, and games enable you to get a little farther from the ego and into the realm of where are we, what are we looking at, and how can we progress.
Well, this guy talk game is a good one because what this does is this. This is where three guys today sitting around talking about the ladies. It's time once again for a little guy talk.
Oh, yeah. It's guy talk. Gonna talk about the ladies. Guy talk.
All right, now, since you've never been here before, what we do during Guy Talk, we'll just tell stories about ladies and things like that. Maybe you can get some information from that kind of game.
Okay.
All right, now, Perry talks about all these women that he's been with, but they're usually like penthouse centerfolds and things like that that he paid a couple times to have sex with. Did you ever have sex with any of these girls without paying?
Yeah, I've been with Linda. Several times without paying.
Without paying. What
yes.
did she do to you?
We made love.
What do you mean, making
sex.
Love? Like, what kind of sex?
Missionary.
Did you eat her ass?
I'm not in the fucking putting poop peanuts in my mouth.
Poop peanuts. Well, that's somebody's shit. You ever heard of a washcloth?
You're
Jesus.
Sick.
I'm sick. That's why you don't have girls.
I've eaten.
That's why you don't have girls. You're
to
not
explore,
willing
to... God.
To explore
Give
the...
me a fucking break.
Go ahead, Dr. Morris.
To explore the human body and the calculations that human thought can be held within.
Girls.
You know.
You're
sick. Did she eat your ass?
No comment.
What did she do? Perry!
We fucked, okay?
That's it? Just missionary fuck?
Several times, yes.
Did you eat her vagina?
Yes.
Are you any good at that?
I'm very good at that.
Okay. Where's the kibastopinus?
Where's the who?
Kibastopinus.
You mean the say that again?
No, I've said it twice.
The kistopinus?
Have you ever explored that on a woman?
You mean inside?
Yes.
Yes.
Where is it?
You reach in, it's right there.
No, that's not it.
Are you you're thinking about the
The kistopinus.
Oh shit. No, there's like a G spot.
Okay, we're not talking about the G spot.
What's a kistopinus? What is a kistopinus?
Dr. Morris, you know what that is, correct?
Of course. Of course,
okay.
I know what that is.
So you've never dealt with that with a woman?
I don't even know the word.
Okay, so this is a problem that as a man...
So you answered a question that you didn't know the answer to.
No, right. Okay. I mean, just messing with the guy. I'm very good at
that. I think, though, by looking at you, Perry, and taking on your mannerisms, I can see a lot to you that we don't already know.
Fine.
Do you think he's gay?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Get the fuck out of here now, okay, motherfucker.
Wait, no, Perry.
I'm happy gay.
Perry.
I'm proud gay. You're not faggot gay, motherfucker.
You're in my own approximations. You are cum-guzzling gay, and I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I don't think you should worry about it. But you are that, I think, yes.
Do you think he's
you can kiss my motherfucking ass.
Well, Perry, if I were to do that, Perry. There would probably be cum all over it, and I would risk infection or other disease.
Okay, Perry, we brought this guy in just to observe. Now, you can't fucking swear at him because these are his thoughts. Why do you think he's gay?
Again, if you look at the forehead and the protruding...
You know what, motherfucker? Go fuck
Perry,
yourself.
Don't tell...
No, he's a fucking complete faggot, and I don't want to ever talk to him again.
What do you mean by complete faggot? You mean I have the house, the car, the furry little animal? What do you mean?
You're a homosexual, and I can't stand you. Don't talk to me again. Period.
He's a therapist.
He's not a therapist. He's a fucking waste of my time. I only talk to you now, or her.
Okay.
She's a lady. You're my fucking comedian business associate.
Okay, so if you have a question for him, you'll ask me, and then I'll ask him.
All right. Can you ask Terry to put his hand on top of his forehead?
Perry, would you put your hand on top of your forehead?
Now, would you please ask him to put his other hand under his chin? Let's try that.
Okay. Perry, would you put your other hand underneath your chin?
Like this?
Like that?
That looks pretty good.
Okay. Now, what does that tell you?
For ask him what is going through his mind right now.
What is going through your mind at this exact second?
I feel like I'm doing something really stupid.
Put your hand there. Put him back. Okay. All right. Jesus, he feels like it's really stupid.
If he was to open up his mouth as far as it goes... Can you ask him to do that?
Open up your mouth as far as it can open.
Okay. Let him know that just about any cock would fit in there.
Guess what, faggot? No cock is going to go in there.
Yeah, but I'm saying it would and it could.
Guess what, motherfucker? Eat my fucking ass! You fucking fag! I'm going to beat your fucking head in!
Harry, you have a broken...
I'm going to break him in two!
No, why? Because
he's a cocksucker! He's a fucking homosexual! And I want nothing to do with him!
Technically, you would be the cocksucker if you kept...
No, technically, I'll break you in fucking
Perry,
two!
Stop threatening people.
Threatening? I'm going to kill the son of a bitch!
I brought him in here because you...
You brought him in here because he's a fucking homo! He wants to suck my dick!
That
and
is
you think
not
you want
the
to
reason.
Make, and
that
you're trying to make
reason.
Me a fucking...
No, I'm not.
Down.
You throw that bottle at me, and I don't give a fuck. You gave my number to another person.
Oh, Christ.
Perry, you're trying to ruin...
You always give my number out.
I don't do that at all.
Bullshit.
Wendell, you have it on the internet, you
it's
fucking...
It's no longer there.
All right, but everybody has it. Don't blame me for your stupidity. I brought it. I don't know if this is working. I just don't know if
it's working. Not working. This guy's a homosexual.
All right.
And he wants to make me a homosexual. Why do I think you're gay? Oh, open your mouth. Oh, a dick can fit in their mouth. Oh, he could swallow what he puts in his mouth.
He didn't say that.
I didn't say that, first off. I'm saying you're exploring your own explorations.
Look, I'm not interested in gay shit. Look, I don't believe in that faggot stuff. Look,
what about
my
Randy
religious...
Callahan?
Randy Callahan guy got in trouble. That was my fucking boss, you sick fuck. What? He was my fucking casting director, you motherfucker. I got in trouble leaving a film set. God damn it, I have to explain this for 20 fucking years. Go fuck yourself.
All right.
Get the fuck out of my studio.
Perry, it's not your studio.
This is my fucking place.
This isn't your
place.
Perry, settle down. Settle down. You're acting irrational right now.
And give me all that fucking money.
You're not getting all the fucking money. Who the fuck do you think you are? Shut your fucking mouth and wait a minute. I'm going to keep all the money for you fucking giving up my phone number. What about that, you pile of dog?
How about this, prick? How about the fucking 25th? I don't show. Nick doesn't show.
No.
Nobody comes to my place.
Then you lose.
There's no fucking food that's going to be served to anybody.
Settle down, psycho boy. Then what you do is you lose a lot of money that day.
Oh, like what kind of money am I going to lose? Because I got all these faggots that are fucking pushing me and ready to make me explode.
Who's the faggot pushing you?
This cocksucker, number one.
Dr. Tommy Morris, are you?
Cock. I've had my cock sucked, but it's never been me sucking.
I got in trouble.
All right, let's everybody settle down. I think we're getting out of hand. Mary Jane.
I think I know what's wrong.
What?
Perry had said that he hadn't eaten anything yet today. He seems maybe temperamental
I'm
for blood
fine.
Sugar. What the heck could fix that?
Yeah, I'm okay. fine.
Would you, for the time being, would you like some sunflower kernels?
I think it would be in your best interest.
I'm fine.
Okay, everybody, let's settle down. Perry, please, just for 1 second. I don't think this guy talk worked, so let's just close it out. And that was today's Guy Talk.
Oh, yeah. It's Guy Talk.
Ooh. Dr. Morris,
I'm not a faggot.
No, okay,
I will
stop.
Never be a faggot.
Stop.
I will not
Perry.
Allow Perry. Faggots in my life.
Hold on, Dr. Morris.
Technically, the moment a cock enters your mouth, you are a faggot for life.
Technically, the moment a cock will never enter my mouth.
Okay,
one
everybody.
One moment.
Perry,
cocks
you're
will
at
never enter my fucking facility. Two. Number three. You are going to get the fuck out of this place. Or I'm going to come out here and beat your fucking ass.
All right.
I have no fucking
Perry,
strength.
Perry, you skipped number two, number one. And I'm going to say this. Let's mellow the fuck out, everybody.
I
Perry,
don't think these mics can take that sort of...
Hey, Dr. Morris, let me straighten this out. Just hold on. Perry, take the deep breath. Let it out through the mouth. Through the nose?
No.
I'm trying to... Let's settle down. Perry, you can't go through this.
You look.
All right, let's not talk about
he's
this.
He's not to talk to me ever
first
again.
First off, I would appreciate you not pointing your finger at me. I'm a doctor.
You're a dick. You want my
Perry,
fucking mouth to
Perry.
Suck on it like I'm a faggot. That is not going to happen.
All right. Let's just mellow out for 1 second.
At least I don't suck guys' dicks.
I'm going to fucking put my
Perry,
fist on your throat.
Dr. Morris, please.
You're going to lose a few teeth by the
Dr.
time I walk
Dr.
the fuck
I'm
out of here.
I'm a doctor and I don't suck dicks.
What
do you
All right.
That?
Perry, he didn't.
Mess with me. I'll mess with you.
Dr. Morris, hold on just for a second. May I say something to you, please? He did not suck a penis. Perry, I think you're a little bit out of line today.
I'm a little out of line?
Yeah.
This piece of shit over here has no right.
This
saying that
piece
I've
of shit over here has no right.
Perry,
oh,
sit down.
Right
Perry, sit down. I'm going to knock you down. Perry, sit down. Sit down.
Perry, you don't hit a doctor. You
Perry,
can't afford
sit down.
Fucking...
Just sit down.
You technically do not hit
down.
A doctor.
Please sit
down.
Please just sit down.
Please.
Please sit down.
Perry, it's just a test to see where you're at mentally. Hearing your own voice.
Do you think he proved that he's not gay by...
I only suck dick!
Let me use the restroom.
No, we're in the middle of a show. We're almost done. Can we just forgive? Will you say you're sorry to Perry, please, Dr. Tommy Morris?
I'm sorry.
Perry?
For?
Calling you the homo that you are.
All right, now you say you accept it, and you apologize for yelling at him.
Calling me the homo that I am?
Well, how
Excuse
do you
me?
Want to quantify it?
Wait a second.
Wait a second.
All right, Dr. Morris, do you understand why you're pushing buttons now?
I just...
You're kind of pushing his
You're
button.
An asshole!
I love doing
You've got name. Nothing in common with
you
me, doctor! You're a fucking fake. You're not
All right,
even a fucking
stop,
doctor.
Stop.
You're a lying piece of shit.
Stop.
You're a fucking homosexual
Perry,
fuck.
Stop.
You want me
stop.
To fucking faggot?
Perry.
Fuck
Perry,
you too.
No, shut up. Don't tell me to fuck off. Shut up. I'm trying to be your friend. He never sucked a dick. And Dr. Morris, you're out of line for saying that. Am I right, Perry?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Maybe it is best that you just get the fuck out.
Yeah, I got to go anyway. Thanks. Bye, guys.
Well, thank you, Dr. Tommy Morris. I don't know what help he did.
Is it possible to plug my website?
Go ahead, yeah.
It's tastyjeff.com.
Tasty
oh,
Jeff.
God. Fag site. Fag site!
All right. Well, that was nice. Dr. Tommy Morris.
This fucking guy, I mean, you know, that's what I was afraid of
what?
For this fucking show.
Why?
That I'm going to have people that are going to tease me about the fucking Randy Callahan thing.
Okay.
And it's going to, look, I'm, that was 20 fucking years ago.
I understand.
I'm sick and tired of hearing about it.
I understand it, Perry.
It's over.
Now, I don't know if Dr. Morrison's methods actually helped Perry or not. Perry did seem to act a bit harshly towards his methods, but maybe in a way that was just all part of the therapy. We did end up doing that 20th anniversary show, so I think that we do need to give Dr. Tommy Morrison a little credit for that. So take a second. Applaud. Now, we only have two shows left in our countdown, so let's get to number two. This podcast goes back farther than any other in the countdown. As a matter of fact, this was only the fourth Big Three podcast. We were at Ace Broadcasting at the time, and we were still trying to figure out the format of the show and what it was really going to be. On this show, we welcomed our very first in-studio guest, Mr. Andy Dick. Yes, that's right. Andy Dick did two episodes of the Big Three podcast, and both episodes made our top 10 countdown. So, let's give another hand, and let's give this one to Andy Dick. Number four and number two. This episode was the second appearance of our Mole Play segment, and as you know, that became the most popular segment on any of our podcasts. It always was, and it probably always will be. But this show also had a lot of problems. What problems, you ask? Well, let's just say they were all caused by Perry. By the way, you'll hear me shout out View Rules. Now, I do this a couple times in this episode. I should give you a little background on what that means. On some of our earlier shows, this is going to be shocking to everybody. Perry was a little out of control. Now, he was so out of control that Ace Broadcasting forced us to edit some of those early shows to get them under an hour. On one occasion, Perry tried to walk off, then threatened to kill people. It was not pretty at all. Well, right around the time we recorded this episode, the TV show The View had made headlines when two of the hosts of the show, Whoopi Goldberg and Joy Behar, walked off the show while they were in the middle of interviewing Bill O'Reilly. Now, the reason? They disagreed with his politics. That made big headlines at the time because it was labeled as an unprofessional behavior. I could not agree more. I recently had a problem with Mr. Brody Stevens of walking off in front of a huge crowd. And my theory? You don't walk off your own show. It's unprofessional. So I initiated View Rules. That was something that we did to keep Perry from walking off the show. Did it work? Well, you're going to be the judge of that. Now, this Gay Bullied episode was one of the shows that had to be edited down, mainly because of Perry's constant use of the F-A-G word. Now, I am completely against it. I know Mole is, because we're good people. But Perry, remember, is a misogynistic, homophobic piece of fucking shit. And so he didn't care about using that. We all have an idea of how hateful of a word that is, but Perry kept saying it left and right to Andy Dick. It didn't help matters that Andy was on the show to promote his cause, justice for the gays. Ace Broadcasting was not very happy with the Big Three after this show, let me tell you. To make matters worse and to add just to the chaos of the show, Andy Dick had had a few cocktails before the show, so he is a bit lit up and he was almost as hard to control as Perry. I swear, I could probably do the entire episode just on the craziness that surrounded this episode. But we're running short on time, so let's get to another fan letter. Dear Don, one of my favorite Big Three episodes is the classic Gay Bullied. This podcast sums up the squirrel shit nuttiness that is Perry F. Caravello. The way that Don and Mole play off each other to Perry's dumbfounded ignorance is priceless, and Andy Dick fits right into the Big Three world. Perry's true homosexuality comes out when a true bisexual man comes on the show. Perry wants to be gay so bad, he acts so funny when dudes offer to blow him, or even rub his back, or his broken neck for that matter. He starts batting his eyelids and describing explicit gay sex acts in graphic detail and how he doesn't want them or he doesn't like men. It's hilarious. Come on out of the closet, Perry. It's 2015 and no one really cares. This episode also has an epic mole play and tons of bragging by Perry about the RC guy and the event of 1992. I have so much respect for Don and Mole. If they didn't have the patience they have, we would never have the comedy gem that is the Big Three. At the end of the day, Perry is just a total asshole, and he's a sleazy piece of shit who would sue his friends and sue the people who have helped create his career. The same people that visited him in the hospital when no one else in the world would, and just looked after him as a friend. I'm a fan for life. I love the project wherever it may go. Big Three. And this comes from Mike Manning. From Ukiah, California. U-K-I-A-H. Never heard of it. Anyway, thanks very much, Mike. That was great. So let's hit it. Here it is from November 2010. This is Gay Bullied.
Number 2.
This is our first guest that we've had in studio with us. Of course, we've had phone calls from Jimmy Kimmel. But this is a guest. And you know what? He's a funny guy, but I think he's very serious today. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the stage, Mr. Andy Dick. Is this Mike over here?
That's Andy.
Donnie. Don. Hey, Andy. Nice
Perry,
to see you. Thanks for coming down.
How are you? You know Perry?
I think Andy knows me very well.
Okay.
I love him.
He's very handsome.
Yeah, he is.
How are you doing, buddy?
Hi. I'm doing good.
Good to see you.
No, Andy.
Yeah, you look good too.
You want your headphones? They call them cans.
Yeah, grab your cans. Would you like a hat? We've got a new sponsor.
Here's what I want. I want justice for the gays.
Okay. That's why you're here today. On something a little bit serious. I've read about this. You've kind of gotten away from the show.
I've been tweeting about it for about a month and a half, and I have 60,000 followers.
Wow.
Which is not a lot. A lot of my friends have millions.
Why don't you explain what you're doing?
What's this Justice for the Gays thing all
about? Shut up, Perry! I'm asking! Shut up! Shut your fucking mouth! Shut your fucking mouth!
Why are you guys yelling?
A lot of energy here.
Dick?
Because I think he's acting a little unprofessional.
No, honestly,
tell us about what you're here for.
You know what? I'm going to leave.
Andy, please.
If you guys are making a mockery of me.
We're not making a mockery because Perry's a professional.
Cool.
Mole and I are being very professional.
Cool. Okay. You know what I've been doing.
Well, explain it.
I have taken a hiatus from acting for now because people are dying. Gay people are dying. I'm bisexual. You know that.
Yes.
So you
pay for sex.
What?
He says he's bisexual. Okay, he spends money.
Andy, sit down. Please sit down. Andy, I'm very sorry. He's not going to joke. Perry,
it's funny.
Perry, it's not funny. You almost lost our first guest.
Oh, come on.
Okay, so you were saying, Andy, I'm sorry.
I'm here to say it, I'm leaving. Oh. And you guys all have to wear one.
What is this now? You have a silver ribbon.
Everybody has ribbons for their cause. Gays have been hazed and abused and bashed for years. Oh. I was bashed and hazed. I'm still bashed and hazed. This week I was bashed and hazed. I want all of you to wear one of these.
I'd be happy to.
Oh, boy.
Okay, be careful.
What do you mean?
Oh, I made it a little bigger.
Oh, those are nice.
I'm totally opposed, but that's my opinion.
What do you mean you're opposed? So you hang on a minute. You like to bash gays and haze gays?
No, you know what the thing is?
Not,
I don't understand.
I'm not asking. They're not
Perry.
Asking you or you. Right. He's asking me. It's not that I like to bash or beat up gay people, okay? If they start hitting on me and picking up on me,
you could tell them no. You don't need to fucking punch them in the face.
I will not unless
Wear one of these.
Look,
people Perry have died. There was five suicides
I've had at least, shut up.
Perry, just put that on you, please.
May I say something?
Can I say something first, and then I'd like you to. Because I've read a lot about this as of late. A lot of people.
You don't need to read about it. It's right on CNN. Okay. And one of them was my cousin. Did you know that?
Oh, I did not know that.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm very sorry.
Okay. Thanks. That's the first nice thing you said. I almost walked off. Thanks.
Look,
Perry.
I had a.
Perry,
you had a what? You had a creepy uncle?
We had a family friend that was a neighbor of my aunt and uncle's that was gay when we first came to California.
Mm-hmm. And what happened?
He got AIDS back in the early 80s, and within a year, he passed away.
Well, this is not an AIDS ribbon. This is a gay hazing ribbon.
Okay. Yeah, I noticed that some guys that have been hazed have gone into the point where they've committed suicide.
Well, they jump off bridges.
Right.
They hang themselves.
You were going to say something, Mole.
Well, listen,
Andy, I think that you're hitting a nerve here with Perry. Perry has been gay bullied himself for years. He had an encounter with this guy, Randy Callahan. So all these guys were like, he got gay bullied because he and this guy jerked each other off and blew each other. But you know what I want to say
is... that true? Is that true?
It raises...
Perry, come on. Is this true?
Randy Callahan put me in a catch-22 situation back in the early 90s. Okay, I was picking up on a girl on set when I was working on a commercial.
And he ended up being with the guy, and he gets gay bullied about it all the time.
Sit down! Perry! Perry!
Let go of my
Few rules! Few rules! Sit down!
Watch it for Loco.
Few rules! Sit down! You're not supposed to stand up. Go on, tell us about the Randy Callahan. Get to the point.
You guys are making a mockery of me.
We're not making a mockery.
No. Wear those and I'll be fine.
No, just sit down.
No, please. Let me ask one more question.
Please. I can tell you're making fun of
Andy,
me.
Andy, nobody's making fun
and
of you.
This is a foundation, Andy. By the way. Go to Andy Dick was gay, hazed, and abused.com. But haze is spelled, haze is H-I-H-A-I. It's like May. It's like the Indian word. And it's number two. Andy Dick was hazed and abused number two.com. Because there was so... Everybody
it's
bought...
It's a little confusing. But.
Let me ask you a question. And all of you, I'll ask this question. Do you guys know what kind of instruments a skeleton plays?
The bone.
Trombones.
Okay.
That might be one of the funniest Halloween jokes.
I'm out. Just because it's Halloween. You know what?
Andy, we're taking you seriously.
This is the worst time for me to come on the show. But it's
why? Why is it the worst
time? Because it's Halloween and you think you can all trick-or-treat me.
We're not trick-or-treating you, Andy. We're very concerned about what you got going. You didn't come here as a joke. You came here to push something.
You guys are funny. They're making me laugh. And now I'm laughing at my own foundation.
Perry's not making you laugh.
I'm not saying a word because...
You've been gay bullied.
You've been gay bullied.
Perry, yes. Admit to it.
Of course I was gay bullied by a guy named Randy... Get your hands off of me here. By Randy Callahan.
That's right.
I'm being nice to a girl on set. I don't need to pay for sex anymore, okay?
What does that mean?
If I'm going to fuck some chick, it's not going to get paid for. I'm not going to fuck you!
I don't...
And I'm not going to let you fuck me!
I don't want... Well, I don't want
you
that.
You wish you could fuck me, don't
you? I could fuck you if you... Look, that's
if
not...
If I let you.
You're being... Come on.
You know,
get
he's
your good. Hand off my arm.
Look, just...
We're talking about
being
gay
nice.
Bashers.
I'm being
Andy,
nice.
Hold on a minute. You said... Boulders. You just told me you were gay... Bashed or hey?
Andy's also going to do some gay porn.
What is going on? Are you gay?
I am not. I'm happy.
But you had an experience with the man.
I had an experience back in 1992.
Did you come? Let me ask you one question. Did you come?
Yeah, in his mouth. So fucking what?
Good. Then don't worry about it.
Get your fucking head!
I'm here to help you.
Stop rubbing me like a fucking dog or a cat.
I'm rubbing you like a friend, okay? I've been there. And that's why
I'm here.
Let
go of my arm, please.
Perry's trying to help you. For once
Don,
in your life.
Don!
What?
You're okay, buddy.
Andy!
What's wrong?
Cool.
Can I say something for
poor
Perry's
thing.
Defense?
He can't admit it. That's why we're having gay hazing and bashing. Because people won't come out of the fucking closet. Talk about skeletons.
Perry,
help him out.
Funny
that's right.
Halloween
he's talking about the skeletons. Listen, and these people who pick on gay people like Perry are just like the skeleton who didn't cross the road.
You.
No guts.
No guts.
No guts.
You are on a freaking Halloween roll, Mole. I got to tell you the truth. We are talking something serious, though, because Andy is here.
Somebody stinks in here.
That would be you.
Might be me.
It possibly could be. You look like you may have tied one on a little bit.
Well, you guys are being meaner to Andy than the game warden was mean to the ghost because he didn't have a haunting license.
Whatever.
I took one right before my chain picked
I got to tell you this.
Bye-bye.
Let me tell you, I've heard of seasonal comedy, yeah, but this is maybe some of the best seasonal comedy I've ever heard. Okay, Andy, would you like to be in a segment with us right now? This is a little thing called Mole Play. Now, what Mole is going to do is he's going to set a scene for us, and then what we will do, he will direct us on what characters we be playing.
Okay, you ready?
All right. All right. Here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. Oh, for the second time, this is Mole Play.
Okay, you know what? We've talked about this a couple of times. We are going to reenact Perry and Randy Callahan's office. Perry, you're going to play the role of Perry.
Am I Randy?
You're going to be Randy Kelly, and Randy. Dan, you're going to be Christine Applegate.
No.
And action.
Don't worry.
Oh, I'll be the role on the 5 Freeway. Hey.
Get your fucking hands off.
Perry, sit down. Field rules. Sit down. Sit down. We're in the middle of Mole Play, and what do? You stand up and you're ruining it.
Keep touching me.
Well, he's getting into character.
He's Randy Callahan.
I am not going to allow this shit to happen. Go
Perry! Perry! Stop it! Nobody's going to do anything to you. We're in the middle of Mole Play.
I'll be gentle.
It's a Mole Play. It's a Mole Play, buddy. Okay, I'm going to be the guy who says Christine, action.
I'll knock all your fucking teeth out if you try to suck my prick.
Hey, you know what? Here's what we can do. I can be Christina Applegate in the office as Randy.
She was not in the office.
Okay, we'll make it up.
That's where we're trying to help you out. We're trying to help you out.
No, you're not trying to help me. You're trying to piss me off.
You think of Christina while I'm sucking your dick.
Perry, you don't have to suck his dick.
Okay.
All right, we're in the office. We're in Randy Callahan's office.
Let me set the stage.
All right, I'm Christina Applegate.
Interior. Casting agent's office.
Yeah.
It's dusk. Everybody but the cleaning lady is there. And a lone light.
I'm wearing my Halloween costume. Because it is All Hallows
and
Eve.
It's All Hallows Eve, and Randy Callahan is wearing his.
Sit down! Perry!
Hey, you
Perry,
haven't even
you hit
gone,
me again!
You haven't even gone through the audition process.
Hit me again! All right, what'd you do to Saul? What'd you do to Saul? Yeah, he's going to lose his leg because of what you did to him.
Good job,
lose
Perry.
Lose his leg?
Yeah.
The only thing you're gonna lose is a load out of those nuts when I suck that.
All right, so here we go. Mole Play.
Okay, here we go. Young, virile Perry Caravello, fresh on the Hollywood scene, enters the office of Randy Callahan. Randy asks him a question.
Hey, are you here to be a client?
You fucking stink.
Okay, Perry. Stop. Everybody stop right now. Here's the deal, Perry.
That's so mean.
Perry, here's the deal. He's here on a very serious thing. We're in the middle of Mole Play. Nobody's going to get hurt. Nobody's going to suck your dick. What are you... Perry, you see, in a way, it's fine.
I'll be the judge of that.
Perry.
Andy wants to blow me. Right. I'm not even doing Sam Kennison. I'm doing me, you fucking cocksucker.
Perry, stop. For 1 second, let's think about professionalism, okay?
Oh, yeah, professionalism. Let Andy Dick suck me.
All right, he's not going to suck you.
He's a dick, and he wants
Andy,
to go down on
sit
me.
Sit down.
Put your ribbon on. Your ribbon back on.
No.
Andy, let me ask you one thing. What? Do you know where vampires eat lunch? The cascateria. Cascateria.
That's funny.
That's stupid.
That's funny.
Right when I'm the most depressed, you make
come on back, buddy.
Andy,
I apologize. He just upset me because that's how I was.
What do you mean?
For 12 years.
Talking to the mic, Andy.
How old are you?
47.
Yeah, I came out when I was 12. Why are you waiting so long?
Waiting for what?
To come out, Perry. Oh, God.
I got girls that I come out.
Guess who else?
I got girls that I come out to, okay?
Yeah.
Girls and only women.
Yes.
I'm a full-blooded Italian. Get your fucking hands off me or I break your arm.
All right,
please relax.
Get your hands off me.
Massage you.
Get your hands off me or I break your fucking arm.
Okay, let's get back to the radio show. Now, do you have anything against doing Mole Play?
I don't know.
Okay, you're going to be Randy Callahan in an office.
Yeah,
Perry's going to come
look,
in.
There's
Christina,
no.
Let's start that scene
Perry,
over because before
we're going
I was
to. But
stressed,
Perry, look at me.
I went out of my
look
mind.
At
that
me.
Guy blew pot smoke
look.
In my face.
No.
He blew pot. I don't smoke pot. And he blew it in my face.
That's why.
And I started running around.
Okay.
And I took my clothes off, and now I'm embarrassed about that. Please don't show that part, please.
We're not.
I've
is
got
radio.
My suit back on. Please.
Nobody's going to see this. All right, we're going to do a little mole play. Now, Perry, look at me, please.
I like acting.
Please.
Let's do that.
Okay, can please. I set the stage? Can
go,
I,
yes. please.
Let
do.
Me just make sure
please
one
do.
Thing.
I'm an actor.
Hey, guys, take your headsets off just so I can talk to Perry for a second.
Why? Well, we can still hear you.
All right, Perry, listen. Here's what I want you to do. Be professional. It's a funny thing. Nobody's going to get hurt. Nobody's got Perry.
If
Perry
he keeps his hands off me, I'll talk. So
Perry, nobody's going to
Perry.
His look
hands
at me.
On me again,
look at me.
I'm going to break his
look
fucking
at me.
Arm.
And I'll break your neck. He's our first guest. You don't break
Turquoise
the you don't break the arms of somebody who's our guest. Now Perry, all I'm asking you is this.
Turquoise
please.
Is
just go with this. Okay? Nobody's going
to
suck your dick. If he touches you, who cares? Here it is. Once again, this is a little trip down.
Hell no.
Mole plane.
Okay,
Lane.
It was a dark, scary night, and the ghost was trying to figure out what to put on his cake, so he put on some whipped scream.
He always gets me with a laugh when I'm trying to be
let
serious.
Me tell you this.
He always gets me with a smile.
I do get it. I really do.
Gets me with a smile.
Okay.
All right, let's get
I
back.
Enter Randy Callahan.
Hey,
young
hi, I'm Randy Callahan, and you look like a young actor. Are you a comic also?
This is not what happened. Okay.
All right, wait a minute. Then let's
she
do
got,
this. Hold
got,
on. Hold on.
He got a phone
stop!
Call.
Perry! Stop! All right, then let's switch roles. You're Randy Callahan.
Yes.
You're Perry.
Go.
Okay?
Take right, it away.
Set it up. And action.
Look, I got a phone call from the Shannon Doherty girl that...
I'm a hot young
you were,
comic.
...that you were trying to
you
pick
should,
up on.
You should see my big dick.
Well... Oh, my God.
I'm going to shoot my pants again.
Oh, jeezy.
Now, here's my big dick. Look, it's already hard because right when I saw you, I got hard.
Let me tell you something, sweetie. You don't need to just show it to me. But what happened to me that day was I got called into the
Harry, you're breaking character. You're breaking
be an
character.
Be an actor.
You are Randy Callahan. Andy,
I
you put those.
Like
you
to
put
shit in my bath. I think I have to take shit on
the. Andy,
go to the bathroom.
All right. In all honesty, no joking aside. What about when with Randy Callahan? What if
that
what,
was 1992?
What if somebody
I
judged you?
I got in trouble.
What if somebody judged you?
He's ready to do the
I got in
again.
Trouble.
All right, Perry.
Because I was.
You called me a faggot. You know what that is? That's gay hazing. And I'm gonna jump off a fucking bridge tonight because you called me a. Fucking
don't do it, Andy. Don't do it.
Relax.
Put your ribbon on, Perry.
Put your ribbon,
put your
back
ribbon
no
on.
No ribbon
just
on.
Put your ribbon on. Put it on.
Put the
no
ribbon,
ribbon
on.
On.
And I'm jumping off a bridge.
Don't do it, Andy.
Oh, stop being a baby.
All right, you're Randy Callahan.
No, I'm not Randy
Perry,
Callahan.
Perry, listen to me.
All right, Andy has
wait,
Perry's
wait,
fedora
everybody
on.
Stop. Everybody here stop and listen. Now, we're in the middle of mole
well,
play.
I was in character.
What did I say, Andy? I said everybody stop.
Go
that
ahead.
Includes you, Mr. Celebrity.
Me too.
And you too, Mr. Mole. Now, here's the deal. Look at me, Perry. We're in the middle of mole play. All he did was say, let's recreate that scene. Now, at
all
first,
right.
All right, you were Randy Callahan. You were having this young guy into your office.
Okay.
Let's try to do that. And Andy, can you please not touch him?
I'm Perry. Why would Perry touch him?
Well, Perry jerks him off. In the story.
Well, then
shut
I need,
it.
Then I need to touch
shut me. It. No, you don't need to touch
oh,
me.
Obviously I do. You
not
know what?
Now.
I have who's the director of this fucking scene?
No, wait.
There
you
is
know
no director.
I'm the director as well as the
great,
the,
great.
The guy that
but
fucking...
Great, great, you don't great. Jerk
you know
him
what?
Off until he blows you.
Whatever. Good. I got
it's
my
after,
note.
Right?
It's like enter stage left.
All right, and here we go. And let's
action.
Take it. Let's take it from the top. And action.
Hey, I'm Perry.
Look. I got a phone call yesterday from Shannon, and she was telling me stuff that happened on set the day before, and I'm not too happy about that, and you got to do me a favor.
All right. Do I need to suck your dick, or I'm fine with that?
Wrong. I was, my answer was... Being Perry, you got to be more masculine, you fucking tutti-frutti queen.
All right, he's giving you some good acting advice, so be a little more manly. You're not so easy to give it up.
He called me a tutti-frutti queen.
You're doing great.
All right. He's
queen
doing a good
bee.
Job. All you got to
right,
do...
look.
Hey, Andy, just be a
look,
little more manly. Here we go.
All right.
Hey, I'm Perry.
What happened there...
Perry.
was I said to the guy, I go, look, I'm not going down on you. And he says, he goes, I know the owner of the company.
Anyways, you know what? Let's cut the bullshit.
You're a fucking nutcase.
Andy, take this
seriously. You're not sucking my dick.
Andy.
I'll be your man. I'm Perry now.
How many thousands of dollars do you have on you right now? How many $100 bills do you have on you right now? Zero. You're no way on the planet sucking my dick.
All right, listen up.
If you had $100 million in $100 bills, maybe I'd let you blow me.
You're Randy.
Now.
You're the aggressor.
Now, being the Randy Callahan character, let me explain what happened.
Explain it. Act it.
He calls me into the office.
You call him.
I called you into the office, fucking nutcase.
Hey, I'm Perry. What's up? Listen.
It goes like this, you fucking tutti frutti.
You know, why don't you play yourself then? You know, you criticize everything I do. Every line I do, you criticize. I'm an actor.
You're an actor.
Yeah, you know what?
The only acting you can do right now is not me.
Yeah, obviously. You're here right here. Why would I do you? You're right here. Come on, do it. You do you, and I'll do the casting.
You won't do.
I know what happened. You want to switch it? You told us.
Perry.
Tell us the story first.
Okay, let me tell the story.
Sorry, and then we'll act it out. But I'm the goddamn casting.
Who's playing who?
Thank you.
I'm the fucking casting.
And Perry will play Perry?
Yes. But tell the story.
What happened was he calls me into the office.
Oh, no.
I got in trouble over this girl. You know, she was hot.
Oh,
so she asked me for how to get back on the freeway. So I directed her and I told her to follow me. We start going up the freeway on ramp. I pull over. She pulls over.
No.
I get out of my car. I ask her if she's okay. She says yes. I go to give her a goodbye kiss on the cheek and she kind of wigged out on me. Backed her head back. Then she calls him up, and he calls me into the office the next day.
And begin the scene.
Quiet.
Hang on, I want to hear it.
He calls me into the office the next day. He tells me I got to do him a favor. And he starts staring at my crotch. And I says, well, you know, I'm not gonna suck your dick. And I says, I'll do your files. I'll detail your car or something. Yeah. And he goes, well, if you don't blow me, then I blow you, and you can jerk me off. And he says, let me tell you this. He says, what I'll do is I'll set you up with Christina Applegate, Elizabeth Pena, and Tony Cox for the film tomorrow.
I'll be called playing Tehachapi. Christina Applegate, right?
I'll be Tony Cox.
I'll be Christina Applegate.
Right, we got that.
Tony Cox, Christina Applegate weren't even there in the office.
They're in the scene.
They're not in the scene.
Yeah, but they're dream sequences.
Pretend like, okay? Hey, can we?
They're dream sequences.
Can we just say this?
Have you ever not seen a movie?
Andy, what we'll do is this: we'll be in the office first when Perry gets here, and we'll say goodbye to you. All right. So you ready to do this?
You didn't say what happened, but all right, I guess.
Okay, so Christina Applegate and Tony Cox.
Let's go. All right, Lesbo.
Hey, Randy.
Let's go, Lesbo.
Randy, let's do the scene.
Talking to her.
There's no.
Mary Jane.
Stop it.
Go.
Andy. All right, here we go. We're doing the scene.
God.
All right, so we're in the office. And so anyway, we can't wait for you to get some more extras for
us. Yeah, and I'm Tony Cox. It'd be great if you get someone for our movie.
Tony Cox is not even 10 years old.
You're interrupting our scene! Well, anyway, it was nice to see you, Randy.
So long, Randy. Have a good night. I think there's somebody here waiting to see you in the hall.
We'll send him in. Hey, you can go in now.
We need an extra.
You're going in.
It's like I walk in.
Andy, this way.
Huh? Go. I'm not walking. Just pretend.
Okay. See you later. All right, you're walking in. You coming in?
No, you don't need to really walk. We're on radio.
I walk in.
All right, here we go.
Okay, whatever.
Get close to the mic.
He's Stanislavski.
He's staring at my nuts, and I said, no fucking way.
Get back over here and talk on your mic. Oh, I'm staring at your nuts and your butt.
You start staring at my nuts, and I says, no effing way. And he's Randy goes, well, you know, if you don't want me to blow you, then or if you don't want to blow me, then I blow you and you jerk me off.
Let me say that line. Thanks. Hey, listen. You know, you did a bad thing to the girl. You scared her. You really freaked her out.
I'm sorry for freaking her out.
You know what? Why don't you blow my dick and then we'll freak it. All right. All right, I see.
No.
I see that you don't want to. But if you don't blow me, I've got to blow you.
You don't got to blow me.
Okay.
Punk.
I'm blowing you.
You're not gonna blow me, punk.
No, you're out of the scene right now. Because what happened is you got blown.
Go of
you got blown. And I'm gonna blow you right now.
Get your
Andy,
fucking
Andy,
hands
Andy,
off
Andy,
me.
Andy. Don't actually blow him.
It's part.
All right, it might be part, but of the scene. You know what? I'm gonna tell you this. For our first real introduction to mole play, this was really not good.
I thought Perry nailed that last time. I thought he was in the moment.
Well, it I don't know how much sense it
made. Can we do the third and final act?
Yeah.
No.
Okay, and say action.
Action.
The third and final act, he wants to suck my dick.
I'm good. I'm going to do it. Just take your pants down. Take your pants. You can do it. Don't make me take them down. You can do it.
You want to take my pants down?
You do it.
This is 2010!
You're acting like you're not gay, and you gay bashed me during this show. That was our point. You gay bashed me.
Oh, well, if you don't like it, I'm sorry.
Then don't gay bash me again.
Number 2.
You have to admit, that was a crazy episode, and for numerous reasons. Throughout the podcast, Perry's homophobic outbursts made it necessary to stop the entire show. That and when he would continue to walk off the set. Very unprofessional. Now, as I said earlier, the show had to be re-edited by Ace Broadcasting, who weren't very comfortable with Perry's F-bombs this entire episode. So they had them removed. And by F-bombs, I didn't mean fuck bombs. I'm talking about the truly awful F-A-G. But you know what? This isn't Ace Broadcasting. No. Because this is Simply Don the Podcast Network. A place where you can be free. Yes, the language is terrible. But you know what? It was said. And we're going to show the public what was said. So guess what? I'm going to do something right now that's never been done before on this podcast network. I'm going to play an actual outtake of this very episode. That's right. This has never been heard before, but I should warn you right now, if you get offended easily, you should probably tune out right now. If you don't like that F word, then definitely tune out. I'd also like to make a disclaimer, and I sincerely mean this. I'm not joking around here at all. Serious is serious, and right now, I'm being serious. I know I said it earlier, but Perry is a misogynistic, homophobic pile of dog shit. He really, truly is one of the worst people on the planet. Now, Mole and I, in no way, shape, or form, agree with Perry's hateful comments. Now, as I warned you, these are going to be there, and I know you're ready, but I just had to go on the record and say that. So here we go. Here's an outtake from Gay Bully that did not make it to the actual show, but you're going to hear it for the first time here. So, if you would, hit it.
You want some more Four Loko?
Fuck no.
Okay.
I don't even like the taste of that stuff.
All right, now, Perry, let's do this. We're going to come back, and because of the fact, once again, you were very unprepared when it came down to...
Oh, God.
Perry, you were...
I was very prepared for
you. You were very unprepared with stuff that meant nothing to anybody.
Oh, yeah, I was very unprepared when you guys were bamboozling me and trying to turn me into a faggot.
Nobody's...
I'm not a fucking fag!
Perry, sit down! You rules! You rules!
I'm not gay.
Nobody's saying
I'm not a fag.
Perry.
I'm not going to let some faggot by the name of Andy, the cocksucking dick, go down on my dick. Because he's a dick and I can't stand faggots.
Perry, look at me. Look at me.
I oppose them and I want to destroy them. Now I'm a gay basher. Oh, and I love
it.
Now I'm a gay basher. And I'll beat the shit out of all fags that get anywhere near me.
This is not going to do well for us in the gay community.
Yeah.
Good.
That's not going to help our ratings, and I don't think it's going
to
help.
Well, you know what? When you force me like
nobody's
this.
Nobody's forcing you to do
this.
Perry, stop. Settle down. Look at me. Settle down and listen. Can you just listen for 1 second, please? Please? All right, here's the deal, Perry. Nobody's forcing you to do anything.
Well,
Perry, listen.
He keeps
Perry, all right. So what? You're a good-looking guy. Am I right? Yeah, he's terrific looking.
Thank you.
All right. You're strong.
Yeah.
Smart.
Smart.
Very smart.
I was strong.
Funny.
I lost all my strength.
You got a great singing voice.
Great singing voice.
Italian.
You got that olive skin that the women
charisma. Perry, you have to admit. Perry, look at me. Look at me.
Yeah.
You have to admit. You're a catch for anybody, a man or a woman. Okay, so what? So people are going to be attracted to you. Right? Is that wrong?
No.
God is the one that gave you the good looks.
Right.
Not Andy Dick.
Well, why okay, is right. Andy Dick... Look, Andy Dick is gay. I know he's gay.
He's bisexual.
Bisexual. He's half gay, he's half not gay. He's to me, that's fucking... If you're bisexual, meaning trisexual, you're a faggot.
Why would you do that to me?
Do what?
You admit that you're gay.
I'm not gay.
And
I'm happy.
You deny it in the next...
No, I'm not a faggot gay.
I know. You just like to get your dick sucked.
By chicks.
But you got your dick
sucked. Once. 1992.
And you came.
1992.
And you
what year is this, you fucking faggot?
Huh? And
it's
right.
2010. I was bullied and fucking forced into a situation back when I first got into this fucking business.
And you
nobody, I repeat, nobody. I don't give a fuck if his name is Don Barris, Andy Dick, or Mole is gonna force me to allow some faggot named anybody to go down on me again.
Go to my website. Andy Dick was hazed and abused too.
Oh, hazed is spelled
H-I-H-A-I-Z. It's
number two.
Well, there you have it. So that gives you some idea what kind of state Perry's mind was in that day and how hard it was not only to record the show, but even airing it was a real pain in the ass. Now, if you recall, after that show, Ace Broadcasting suspended us for a little while. Yeah, it just goes to show you, kids, don't use that kind of language. It's not worth it. It ain't funny. The more I listen to Perry, I'm telling you something, and it kind of hurts to say this. I don't think he likes gay people. Well, and I've said this before, and I'll say it again. The opinion of that Javajo, gypsy, greaseball, Italian piece of shit, moronic buffoon, do not, and I repeat, do not reflect the opinions of Mole and myself or the lovely Mary Jane or anyone associated with the Big Three podcast. Now, what's this? Oh. Oh, I know where that. What? Oh, there's the other one. These are the hands on the clock that's by the wall or should have been on the wall. And what it's saying to me, it's time once again to say goodbye. Coming up the next time we see you, we're going to be bringing to you the top dog, the number one podcast of the Big Three podcast of all time will be aired. And this episode ran away with the title. Everybody seemed to like this one. And that's coming up next week, so don't miss that. Now, if you want to get in touch with us on the social network, be sure to like us on Facebook. You can find our official page at facebook.com/TheBig3Podcast, and that 3 is the number 3. If you want to get in touch with me on Twitter, I'm at SimplyDon1. That's the number 1. Facebook, I'm at Don Barris. Instagram, I'm at SimplyDon1. Vine, I'm at Don Barris. Every week, check out Simply Don the Podcast. If you're in the Los Angeles area, make sure you come by the world-famous Comedy Store on Sunset Boulevard. Check me out. I've been closing the show every night. And on Monday nights, come to town, 10 o'clock. Be at the Ding Dong Show. Everybody loves the Ding Dong Show. I've said it numerous times, and I'm going to say it again because it's happening very soon. The Ding Dong Show podcast is coming to Simply Don, the podcast network. So we've got that coming every Monday. We're going on Ustream. Check out that Ustream page. And to keep this whole podcast network, we need your help by going to our www.simplydonthepodcastnetworkstore.com. That's right. Go buy t-shirts and other shit. Anyway, it's time for me to get the hell out of here. So, goodbye.
simply done.